Well,
well,
today
music.
it's not really a separate, distinct scene. When we played, it was completely separate from a commercial thing. You didn't get played on the radio, you didn't get major labels listening to you. Your audience was all people like you, who were just a fringe crowd in every town that you went to. Nowadays, people with mohawks and funny hairdos and punk rock songs say they make millions of dollars and make huge pop records, Chemical Romance, stuff like that. So it's very hard to distinguish. There's a lot of bands making great music independently, but I don't think there's any solid, separate, distinct scene anymore. And money sort of makes everything a little different. Before, you never thought about making money because basically everyone despised what you were doing. But now people quickly think maybe, oh, instead of just thinking about the music, they think, oh, maybe I could make a career, become rich and famous. And when those thoughts start to come in, it changes everything. We had some offers, yeah. But we knew this band is not a salable commodity. We sell a few records, but we don't have an image. We don't have videos. We don't have... Well, to a certain extent. But, I mean, that is not ever going to translate to wide pop. And if you don't have a wide, you know, hundreds of thousands of people buying your records, you don't belong in a major label because you'll end up just being garbage because they can't use you. And so maybe they might have thought that they could sell a bunch of No Means No stuff, but we knew they never could. And we would have just been lost on a major corporation. We don't want anything.